Oh, is this going to be fun today? It will be fun in its simplicity. And I hope that you're going to join us all day long. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. You apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I appreciate the fact that Justin Shackle and James and Anthony will be having my back all morning long. But I'm going to keep it as simple as possible today. And I'm going to give you every opportunity to respond all morning long. Especially Oklahoma fans, Georgia fans, Ohio State fans, the teams that actually are sweating this one out today. As we wait for the college football selection committee to make their choices coming up today at noon. Here is what I would tell you. By the way, they're going to drag that thing out till like 12:48 Eastern time. So don't believe it when they say the show comes on at like noon. They'll drag that thing out. But let's just begin with this, folks. The College Football Selection Committee has one duty. Just one. The bylaws aren't of selection. Are not some complex document that you and I can't figure out. The committee is charged with finding the four best teams in college football. Period. They are not charged with finding the four teams with the best record in college football, because that would be easy to do with a formula that wouldn't require a committee to actually do analysis. They are not required to find the four best teams who won a conference championship. Despite what Urban Meyer will try to spin to you last night. It's amazing how Urban Meyer's memory for details and everything really works great when he wants to make a point that suits him. When he doesn't, I don't remember. Bottom line, folks, again, there is one charge of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. That they identify the four best teams in college football. That's it. It's not supposed to be geographical. It's not supposed to worry about who plays in what conference. It's not supposed to worry about who's a conference champion. If two teams are of identical caliber, they're two teams where you're supposed to flip a coin. The committee then has been told, weigh it. Conference championships can be used as a qualifier. Bottom line, it's obvious if you've watched football, two of the best teams in college football played yesterday. Georgia and Alabama. Alabama, we knew, was going to be in whether they won or lost. Georgia showed that when a team wins by 22 points or more, largest margin of victory, average margin of victory over a season since 1888. And I believe that was Yale, if I heard the stat right yesterday. Since 1888 was Alabama. And the last two times Alabama's been given a game, they played Georgia. In the national championship game last year, when they lost, when Georgia got beaten in overtime, and yesterday, when with 3 minutes to go, the game was tied. That's the last two times Alabama has been given a game. And great games they were, epic games they were. And Alabama, with their championship pedigree, proved where they belong. And the only two times that anyone can even stay within breathing distance of Alabama is when they've played Georgia. So, flat out, tell me whatever you want. Tell me whatever spun logic you want to try to create. The committee has been told, find the four best teams in college football. By the way, I want to thank my friends in Vegas for giving me a little extra ammunition this morning. Neutral site, Georgia. would be favored, okay? Favored over Oklahoma, over Ohio State, over Notre Dame. Neutral site. Today, Georgia would be favored over Notre Dame, who's considered to be already in, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. Favored. Yesterday, going into action, where Georgia was roughly a 14-point underdog to Alabama, Georgia was, our friends at pregame.com gave us the number, Georgia would have been 5-point favorites over Oklahoma yesterday. While they were 14-point underdogs, roughly, to Alabama. Georgia would have been 3-point favorites. I don't understand how it works. 3 points over Ohio State. While they were 14-point roughly underdogs to Alabama. And if you think Ohio State or Oklahoma is beating Alabama when they don't play credible defense, I'm going to suggest you need to watch more college football. You need to watch a little more. And I firmly believe you're going to have a lot to say to me today, and you are more than welcome to do it, and I'm going to give you plenty of time to do it. Because our toll-free line is going to be open for you all day long. Well, at least through my show, and then we get into DA and everything, and he's got his own rules. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. And I got great news for you. There's a quick way you can save money. Make the switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want to slip in an early phone call, I would love to debate it with you. I would love to get into some intelligent discussion on it. But just let it be known. If you come with a criteria in your argument that the College Football Playoff Selection Committee is not supposed to use, you are going to get the zapper. I think we can get DA Zapper working. Zap, zap. Because the College Football Playoff Committee is not supposed to find the four best teams that won a conference championship. They're supposed to find the four best teams. Period. It ain't hard to understand, folks. It's not hard. And if you're going to try to spin to me that you actually believe, no, Alabama's, you know, they're great, but Georgia, you know, they and here's the one you can save too if you have a phone call. Well, Georgia had their shot. They already had their opportunity, so they shouldn't get. There's no reason that they deserve another shot. Okay, really? All right then. So you're not going to consider Oklahoma for the playoff, right? Because Oklahoma got a redo. Oklahoma got a second chance. Oklahoma got the second chance to win the same game that they had already lost this year. And for Ohio State, sorry we can't put another matchup with Purdue together for you. Or too bad we can't get Maryland in to score another 51 points on Ohio State. And just for the heads up, I'll be very honest with you. Yes. Watching that game yesterday, I was rooting for Georgia. I have a lot of friends who are Georgia fans and a lot of listeners in Atlanta who root for Georgia, and we talk about them all the time, and I really do like Kirby Smart. So I'm going to be honest with you on that. But what I will also tell you is this, is for the 19 years of my radio show in Atlanta with Buck Ballew called Buck and Kincaid that I've been doing, the vast majority of those years, many of the people who are fans of the Georgia Bulldogs have considered me the Antichrist, have considered me a detractor. It's funny. Once Kirby Smart got there, I became much more of a supporter because I believe in it, and I'm always going to be honest with you. But if you try to spin me as some Georgia fan, and I'm using air quotes for you there, or try to spin me as an apologist for the program, just know that the people who follow that program would absolutely drive into a guardrail hearing you say it. I've never been. And that's never been my role and never been something that I've embraced. So just so you know that, too. So it'll be 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. And just quickly, I've heard a lot about Kareem Hunt in the last 48 hours. And my thoughts on it are fairly simple. When you lie to your employer and your employer finds out that you lied, you deserve to be fired. Do you deserve a chance in life to clean up your act and get another shot at earning a living in your preferred field of employment? I'm an absolute believer in that. I've seen too many people run off for their worst moments in their lives. And there are many of you who will say, he doesn't deserve to work again. Okay. You can say whatever you wish. I consider somebody who gets drunk behind the wheel, having lost one of my best friends to a drunk driver, I consider people who get DUIs every bit as disgraceful and despicable. That they would get behind the wheel of a weapon and potentially kill other people's loved ones. So you can have your opinions and I'll have mine too. And I'm not a fan of domestic violence or random violence, especially violence on women. But if Kareem Hunt has an opportunity to get his life together, I will actually root for him to do so. But the Kansas City Chiefs did the right thing.